Getting your praise and worship on this morning with Red Clay Strays on my knees. It's time for today's daily devotional, and we've been talking about love first. Today we want to talk about already being enough. So scripture comes from Romans 8:15. The spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship. Now, of course, yesterday we lost James Van Der Beek, and I was actually looking through some of his videos earlier this morning and even late last night, and I decided to kind of change up the message for today because some of the things that he was talking about makes perfect sense, and maybe sometimes in life we don't see those things till near the end. But we live in a world that really measures worth by output and how much you accomplish, how well that you may perform, how strong that you may appear, and how much you can hold together. And it's easy to start believing that your value is tied to what you do. But when life gets heavy and when you're tired and hurting and overwhelmed or uncertain, that kind of identity begins to crack because performance-based worth always collapses under pressure. The truth is, your identity was never meant to be built on your productivity. It was meant to be rooted into God's love. Now, you may have some seasons where you can't produce. That is normal. Seasons where you feel maybe very weak. Seasons where you don't recognize yourself anymore. But none of those seasons change who you are to God. You're not loved because you succeed. You're not accepted because you perform. And you're not valued because you hold everything together. You're loved because you belong to Him. And that identity can't be taken by failure, illness, loss, burnout, or even transition. It does not fluctuate with circumstances because it's anchored in something eternal, God's unchanging love. Now, faith isn't about what you produce, it's about who you belong to. And if you belong to Him, you are already enough. So, you know, sometimes when we're thinking about real life situations, like when work slows down, your worth doesn't. When motherhood feels like it's overwhelming, your identity doesn't shrink. Maybe your life feels like it's falling apart, but God's love doesn't. When you feel forgotten, heaven still calls you chosen. So today, remind yourself that your worth is not your output, that your identity is not your productivity, because you are loved because you belong to God. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, help us release the pressure to prove our worth and teach us to rest in your love instead of striving for approval. Remind us that our identity is secure because we belong to you. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.